Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's lovely to see you all here this morning. Lovely fresh morning. And a special welcome this morning to the Reverend Jan White, who has come to us now and is going to be leading us for the next few months. So we welcome her this morning to our service and we look forward to hearing her later on. Thank you. Our first song this morning is El Shaddai, and we haven't sung this for quite a long time, so I think your Hebrew might be just a little bit rusty now. Lovely, lovely to hear that song again. And our next song, the second one, As the Deer Pants for the Water. And these, again, are lovely words as we're talking, as we come into our service this morning, particularly to our communion service. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you.
Good morning and welcome to worship this morning on this beautiful, beautiful crisp autumn day. God is our rock, the stronghold of our lives. God is our rock, the fortress of forgiveness. God is our rock, the foundation of our salvation. So will you come with me now? As we worship God, let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit of God, and bring us to life. This morning, as we come to worship you, fix our eyes on you, fix our hearts on you, that we may find new life in you, that we may find in you a place of security, where we are held in grace, where we are cradled in love. Amen. want to say thank you for your welcome and to invite Rosemary to come with an announcement.
Welcome everybody and welcome Jan and thank you on this nice morning. Next Sunday is Mother's Day, and if you can bring, we've done this before, if you can bring a photo of your mother or your daughter who's a mother or a significant mother figure in your life, that would be very nice. Try to put a name on it so we're not guessing who it is. That's we can have a contest on that, but it's nice to know when you see the photos who they are and who they're related to. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our reading for this morning comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, and I just want to read you two verses from that as a lead in to our prayer. Like living stones, let yourself be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. Come, says God, as living stones. You are a chosen race. And we say, but Lord, you know that we are a tired race, a confused race, an impatient race, a scared race, a troubled race, a busy race, a fallen race. Come, says God, as living stones. You are a chosen race. You are the king's priest, a royal priesthood. And we say, but Lord, we are not royal or priestly. We are ordinary, everyday people. We are commoners. We choose insignificance. We are the faithless, the faltering. Come, says God of living stones, you are my priest. You are a holy nation. And we say, but Lord, we are not guiltless. We are not holy. We are the people who pray for weak peace, yet arm for more war. We are the people who bemoan pollution, yet poison the earth. We are the people who pay lip service to justice, but condemn without hearing those who cry out for justice. We throw stones, or we stand by while others throw stones. We are a selfish nation, an indulgent nation, a proud nation. Will you take a moment to sit with God and listen to what God has to say to you as you bring this prayer of confession? Amen. Come, says God, you are a holy nation. You are God's own people. You are chosen. Chosen to proclaim the act of God who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. Once you were no people, but now, says God, you are my people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the great good news, isn't it? Christ Jesus, you are forgiven people. Thanks be to God. And let's all say that together. Thanks be to God. And we're going to, in our thankfulness, praise God as we sing, Lord, I lift your name on high. telling them that now, because of me, peace between you and me has been restored. Peace between you and all people and God through what Jesus did for us at Easter time. That has made peace. Peace that will never end. So when we share the peace, this is my little spiel about the peace. When we share the peace in church, that's what we're saying. We are acknowledging that now there is peace between us and God. So I'm going to get you to share that. I'm going to get you to share that by not standing up, but for looking for somebody that you can see who's near you, that you can say, that you can share the peace with. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let's make sure that we say that and that we hear somebody say it to us. Peace be with you. And now Marlene is going to come and share with us the full Bible reading that I shared a little bit with you previously.
The reading this morning is from 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 2 to 10. Like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. A light living stone, let yourself be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Or it stands in Scripture, see, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you then who believe, he is precious, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of this corner, and a stone that makes them stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. In this we hear the word of the Lord.
We've only just met, and you introduced me, and I've introduced myself to some of you, but I don't really know you yet. But I don't have to know you to know who you are. You are the church, Jesus Christ's church. Just a few weeks ago, you remembered and celebrated all that God did for us through Jesus Christ on that first Easter more than 2,000 years ago. Together with Jesus' first disciples, you grieved his death. You did that on Friday. But on Sunday, you rejoiced. Jesus is alive. Death could not hold him. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And you have new life in Christ. You know what it means to be people whose lives have been transformed because you have experienced for yourself the amazing truth that Jesus is alive. You are Easter people. You are Easter people. But Easter is here. So what does it mean now, 5 weeks later, when I say that you are Easter people? Does it mean anything? This morning I invite you to come with me and explore what the writer of the first letter of Peter says about Easter people. He calls us living stones. Living stones? I don't know what adjective you would use to describe stones. What word's the first word that comes into your head? Because I'm sure it's not living. Hard stone, heavy stone, flat stone, smooth stone, sharp stone, rough stone, but living stone? Stones are dead. Stones are lifeless. How can a stone ever become a living stone? Well, this morning we heard just 8 verses from 1 Peter 2. And there are a lot of stones in that passage. Did you notice that? Lots of different stones. But they are stones that fit together. And together they tell us who we are as Easter people. First, there are the two kinds of living stones. There's the living stone, rejected by humans, but precious in God's sight. And that living stone is Jesus Christ. And we, Jesus' Easter people, are to come to him to become living stones too. Living stones that God will build into a spiritual house. And then there's the cornerstone, the keystone in the building, the stone on which the whole structure depends. The stone that holds it all together, take the cornerstone out and everything collapses. The building crumbles. Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone in this new thing that God is doing, of God's new building that is made of living stones. It's the church. Jesus is the living stone that is the foundation stone on whom the church or the other living stones is built. Without Jesus, the church does not, cannot stand. Yet this very cornerstone, Jesus, has been rejected by the world. He has been plotted against, arrested, tried, judged, executed, buried. That's rejected. And the 2,000 years of history between us and those events of that first Easter give it an even richer meaning for us here and now. In first century Palestine, Jesus was rejected by the religious and civil authorities, arrested, tried, judged, executed. In the world of the 21st century, the world we live in, the society we live in, that society, that world, rejects Jesus over and over and over again, in subtle ways and in overt ways. In Myanmar, in China, in Saudi Arabia, Christians are executed. Look on Facebook. Look on Twitter. Check out Twitter. Probably your own neighbour closer to home rejects Jesus. Jesus is weighed by the world, just as Peter said. Did you know that every single day 13 Christians are executed because of their faith? Every single day. That's rejection, isn't it? That's rejection of Jesus and those who follow him. So Jesus is rejected in every way by the world, but still chosen by God, precious to God, precious to those who believe, the Easter people, you and me. But a stone that will trip up those who reject him. A stone. stumbling block for them. So just to recap, who are living stones? Living stones are stones that are connected to Christ, the chief cornerstone. Stones that are built up, as Peter said, into a spiritual house. So you and I become living stones when we are connected to Christ and allow God to build us up into God's new community of living stones, the church, which is connected to and held together by Christ, the cornerstone. Christ is the first living stone, and we are living stones like him. In fact, Jesus Christ is everything. The new community connected to him is called to be, is everything that we are called to be. Like him, we are chosen by God, and together as the church, we are to be like Jesus, reflect his compassion, reflect his grace, his forgiveness, his hospitality, his generosity, his love. Each one of us, each living stone, has its own part to play in the total structure that is God's church. As a living stone, let God build you into the place that God has chosen for you. As living stones, we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, but not because of who we are, because of who Christ is. Let me say it again. We are only living stones when we are connected to Jesus Christ. Christ has called us out of darkness into his marvellous light, but now we are in the light. We are called to reflect the light of Christ so that others see it too. We light the way for others. That is who we are. We do it by proclaiming the mighty acts of God in Jesus Christ, telling others what we know for ourselves to be true because we have experienced it for ourselves. We are God's people who have received God's mercy. And now that we know that God forgives us, how can we judge and condemn others? Surely we must show that same mercy to others, the mercy that God has shown to us. This passage reminds us of who we are in Christ. And it says to us, be like that. Be a community built on Christ, depending totally on him. Be a community that tells people about Jesus. Proclaim what God has done for you in Jesus Christ. Be loving, be merciful. Kenmore Uniting Church, that is who you are. Right. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, God's own man, God's own woman. God has chosen you to be living stones. God did not choose you. For who you think you should pretend to be. But God did not choose you for some gift or talent you do not have. God did not choose you to be who others think you are or think you should be. God has chosen you for who you are. God has given you just the gifts and talents that God needs in the spiritual house he is building right here, right now. God is calling you to be the living stones from which this spiritual house is built, is being built now and will be built into the future. So I implore you to trust yourself into God's hands, to let God use you in the way that God chooses to use you to build the spiritual house which God dreams and visions right here. you know, in a fire, as it's burnt a little bit, there are these beautiful glowing embers in, gathered together in the centre of the fire. But if you take an ember and you put it to one side away from the rest of the fire, it doesn't stay glowing. It doesn't stay warm. It gets cold and dead and lifeless and just black. It's only when it's put back into the fire that it regains its warmth and its light. You and I are a little like that ember. We can only continue to be living stones with light and life and warmth by staying connected to Christ. We are the church. We are a community of Easter people. We are living stones, but only if we stay connected to Christ. So stay connected to Jesus Christ. Let God build you into whatever and whoever God chooses to build, and be living stones. Amen. We're going to sing together, "For I'm Building a People of Power." People who are powerful living stones connected to Christ. And as we do, sorry, I paused just too long there, I'm sorry. As we do, the offering will be received. Generous God, your gifts to us are so great that our imagination cannot fully grasp them, and we say thank you. Will you take us and take these gifts of money and use both so that your love and compassion will be seen in the world that you made and loved? In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Please be seated, and Jane will now bring us the prayers for others.
Let us pray. O Lord our God, we bring our prayers to you this morning with mixed feelings. Our world today seems one of contrasts, joyful celebrations for some and terror and despair for others. First, we join in a prayer written for the new King. Almighty and everlasting God, today we seek your blessing upon Charles. Anoint him with the gifts of your Holy Spirit as he seeks to fulfil his calling. Strengthen him with wisdom and justice to serve the people to the honour and glory of your name. And now we ask your blessing for the people of Sudan and Ukraine as they daily face the horror of war. We pray for those in power that wisdom, discernment and compassion will guide their decisions so that peace will soon come. As the weather here grows cooler, we pray for the homeless and for all who are struggling to feed and clothe their families as the cost of living increases. We give thanks for organisations who provide food and shelter for those in need. And we give thanks too for all who dedicate their lives to keeping us safe, for firefighters, ambulance officers, nurses, doctors and police. God, our rock, our refuge and our strength, we pray for all who are troubled, for the sick and the lonely, especially those known to us personally. May they know through caring people that they are loved. We ask your blessing as we begin a new period of our congregation's life. May we truly be like living stones built into a spiritual house. These prayers we offer in the name of Christ, our head and cornerstone, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen. As we come to the Lord's table, we stand and sing together. Here is bread, here is wine. Please stand if you are able. Christ's table. It's the family table, a table set ready for those who love him and who want to love him more. Come with hope or hesitation. Come with joy or yearning. All who hunger, all who thirst, all who long for life in all its fullness. Come. Jesus invites us here, here to the family table, to share this meal with him. And so we take this bread and this wine. And we say a prayer together before sharing this meal, just as Jesus did and just as he told us to do. The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Lift up your heart.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of life and love, in the beginning you created all that is, and in love you made man and woman in your own image and filled them with the breath of life. When they resisted your way, your love never wavered. You sent your prophets to speak of the one who would come to show your love and grace, justice and truth. You, O God, have always been with us. And so with all our sisters and brothers, before and beside us, and with the whole of creation, we join in the song of your unending greatness. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. O God, you showed the immensity of your love for us by entering into history in the person of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Speaking your words and doing your work, he reveals the truth of who you are. He showed us that for you, there are no outsiders. You welcome and love all people. In his life and death and resurrection, you freed us from slavery to sin and death and made a new covenant with us by water and the Spirit. On the very night on which one of his own betrayed him, Jesus took the bread, he broke it, gave thanks and said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body, broken for you. Whenever you do this, remember me." Later he took the cup, blessed it, and passed it amongst his disciples, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant. Whenever you drink it, remember me." Now, O God, following Jesus' example and command, we take this bread and this cup. And as we do here what he did in an upstairs room with his first disciples, breathe your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us your body, healing, forgiving and making us whole, and that we may become for you your body, loving and caring in the world until your kingdom come. Amen. The body of Christ, the bread of life, given for you. The lifeblood of Christ, given for you. Jesus, Lamb of God. Jesus, bearer of our sins. Jesus, Redeemer of the world. These are Christ's gifts for us, God's own people. So come just as you are. Christ is calling you to the table. Come and receive God's gifts of grace. Let us all share together the body of Christ, the bread of life given for you. And all God's people said, Amen.
Amen.
The blood of Christ given for you. Amen. Shall we pray? We say thank you, God, for the things given, for the remembrance of our hearts, for the forgiveness renewed, and for the fellowship shared around your table here. Send us out now, O God, in the power of the Holy Spirit, as living stones, sharing your life and loving others. Amen. As you leave this table, go in peace, knowing that the God of peace goes with you. Amen. And we're going to sing, May the Mind of Christ my Saviour dwell in us. Proclaim the mighty acts of the one who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. You are living stones, chosen and precious. Go into the world to proclaim the love of Jesus Christ and to live his love in all that you do and say. And may the blessing of God, the blessing of God who is creator, redeemer and spirit, go with you and remain with you for all eternity. Amen.